and a possum will kiss chicken, skunk will kiss him, and a wildcat.
So now a varmint could be a pretty big animal, too.
Yeah, a wildcat, a veal, so.
You know, you'd call him a varmint, too.
Yeah, he a varmint.
He'd be a varmint.
He'd be a varmint.
Or is a bear a varmint?
Well, I don't know.
No, I mean, would you think of him as being a varmint?
He's a varmint, because he out in the woods. They seen one in Natchez here.
They did?
That's what they say. A bear. They caught him.
Is that
right? They sure did.
So what makes varmints then are really the fact that they live out in the woods?
I don't know, because they have wild, must be.
I see. Would you call lice or something like that varmints?
A lice?
Lice, you know, sometimes little children will pick up lice maybe in their hair or something.
Oh.
Would you speak of that as varmints?
No, that ain't a varmint.
That's not a varmint, okay? You ever
talking about lice would be up, used to be up in your head long time. We used to have them long when I was a kid.
How'd you get
them? They like a black flea. Have you ever seen a flea?
Yes, oh yes.
Well, they little bit bigger than a flea. They bite you up in your head.
How'd they get rid of them?
My mama made up some. She had some, they had some back, they call it corn juice back, corn juice. And she put corn juice back in a cup, she cut it up, and she put it in a cup and set it on the stove, and they told her to put something else in it. I don't know what else that she put in, something else, and made a liquor. And she let it get cold, and she just powdered his hair and put it all in his hair.
That'd
kill him. You
got rid of
him. You could see why they lay up in your head and lay them knits, white little knits all around. Ooh, they just have a scratch in them.
Oh.
They don't start to bite you until cloudy day.
They don't?
No.
Wonder why that is. They just do, huh?
They're cloudy. It must have been with a cloudy flea. See, that's why they don't bite till get cloudy.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
That's right.
Oh, did you ever get ticks on you?
Yeah, I'll get ticks on you or get a tick on you walking right around out here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it in the, I'm talking about in the bushes. You ain't going in the bushes.
You bet your life I'm not.
They'll get on you and stick down in you. And how you know he in there, you ain't gonna know he on you till he start to bite you. Well, I take cola oil, put my little cola on me, and get him out a little Alka-Rule. He coming on with it.
Let make him pull himself
out. Come on out then.
I've heard you should never pull them out.
No, no. You pull the heads in, you leave the heads in your skin.
Yeah, that's
right. He'll wake and just eat your skin up.
What other kind of bugs bite?
Let's see, a tick. I don't know nothing else. A lice.
Yeah,
I don't say it about the lice up my head.
There's a little teeny bug that you can get when you're walking in the woods. They say he bites. They say he kind of buries himself in you. It's a...
That must be a...
Really itches, they say.
Now very I can tell what it is.
A red bug or...
Oh, no, a red bug. He'll go down. He get on your arm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Does he
itch pretty bad? Yeah, he'll eat you too. He lead little or something.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. What about a chigger? Are they the same?
A chigger. I don't know what he is.
Okay. There's a kind, just a minute ago, we were hunting for a bug in here that flies around.
Lightning bug.
And what's that? That's...
a mosquito?
Yeah,
mosquito would dead. That was a mosquito would bite.
But
flying around
him. This lightning bug.
Oh, he don't bother you. He'll come all in the house and just light up.
He's
all out in the element, lighting up the element.